This is a group processing session by L. Ron Hubbard, given on the 7th of June, 1954. The title is Group Processing, What Do Didn't Have. This group processing session is 57 minutes long. Reproduced by Golden Arrow Productions.
Thank you. We have an awful lot of processes that I could pull on you, but you realize that the seminar leader and myself alike are very chary of actually throwing the axe at you. You realize that? I mean, we're handling this gently and we're not giving anybody any real tough process, and everybody is getting about what he can handle. And I think after the next 2 hours tonight of opening procedure by duplication, wouldn't that be a dirty trick? Well, it would be at that. Here we're going to take up a process. Want me to give you a lecture or some processing? Lecture? Both of them, right? All right, I'll stand over here and lecture, and I'll let him sit over there and process. All right. Let's give some processing in this hour, and I'll give you a lecture in the next one, because I think it gets a little bit late to do much processing after this hour that we have right here. I'm going to ask you now to do some processes which are really pretty wildcat. They're not particularly horrible. They're not very hard to do. They're actually very simple processes. And, of course, they haven't had any kind of a test at all, so there's no telling what would happen to you. If I could just scare you a little bit of the process, you know, you might do it. All right. The process, which I'd like you to do right now, is what would you do? Let's get this. What would you do if you didn't have, you fill in the blank. Go ahead, tell them. What would you do if you didn't have... I'll check it off. You got a satisfactory answer? You got it? That's real good. Good. Now, you know what your chronic somatic is, or your chronic worry, whichever one, chronic somatic or chronic worry. Now tell me what you would do if you didn't have it. Now go on, think that over and get a convincing answer. What's known as a dirty trick, this process. All right, let's get some more difficulties that you have, and what would you do if you didn't have them? Now, let's get one more difficulty you have. Now, what would you do if you didn't have that difficulty? Got it? Get a convincing answer. Don't just sit there feeling lost. All right, now we're just going to go into some very specific commodities. A lot of you miss on that? No? We'll see your hand if you missed on that. Okay, now we're going to go into some very, very convincing commodities. That if you had them, what would you do otherwise? If you had $1 billion, had all your money problems solved, what would you do?
Buy
Got it. What's some more things you do? Now we know. Okay. Now, if you had exactly the body you wanted, what would you do? Get the idea first of the kind of a body you just like to have. And then what would you do? Wow. Okay. Now, if you didn't have anybody at all, what would you do? Well, let's come up with a convincing answer now. If you didn't have anybody at all, anybody, that is, instead of anybody, what would you do? Get some more things you'd do. You can't zap that many people. All right. If you had absolutely full perception, you could see through anything, in all directions, read any book in any library at a distance, what would you do? What else would you do? Let's get some more things. If you were absolutely incapable of error or accident, what would you do? Got it? All right. Now, if it was a completely, utterly, entirely impossible for you to die, what would you do? Come on, get an answer. Don't just sit there. Come on, there's something you could do. All right. He found one. Found something you could do if it was impossible for you to die? Well, now, suppose it was impossible, utterly impossible for you to make a mistake in reason. You always reason with complete capability. What would you do? All right. All right. If you knew exactly and entirely every instant and everything that would take place in that instant and every place the instant would take place for the next 100 years, what would you do? And if everybody else knew too, what would you do? I'll get several more things. Okay, let's be more practical now. You got some things? All right, let's be much more practical now. Exactly what would you do if your case was completely solved? What else would you do? I think an emergency auditor better go find the emergency auditor. Now, if your case was entirely solved and your body was in wonderful working condition, what would you do? Now, if you knew that everybody was simply making up problems to keep themselves interested, what would you think and do about other people? Now, you got that one. If you knew everybody just had problems keeping self-interested, what would you do for other people? Now, if everybody had all the help they could ever possibly need without you, what would you do? Now get the answer to it. What would you do? If you realized there was never any work that you could ever perform for anybody, what would you do? Well, if you knew there was never going to be another job available anywhere, what would you do? Get the answer to it. Any answer. Now, if you knew positively that pain and suffering could never exist again, what would you do? Nobody could ever feel any pain or suffer again. What would you do? Oh, get some sort of an answer. You could do something. You could go sit on the moon. Now, if things came to such a pass that nobody ever again had to eat, what would you do? Okay. Now, if nobody ever permitted you to give them any energy, and you never needed any energy from anybody else or anything else, what would you do? Now, what if you were always going to win, no matter what you did? What would you do if you were always going to win, no matter what you did? Now, what if you knew you were always going to lose no matter what you did? What would you do then? Okay, if you had forever ahead of you in full knowingness, what would you do with it? Okay, if you solve now every possible problem you could ever have in advance, what would you do? Okay, if you knew you were going to die tomorrow morning, what would you do? What would you do? You knew you were going to die tomorrow morning. What would you do between now and then? All right, if you knew you were going to die on the 1st of July, 1955, what would you do between now and then? Now, if you knew you were going to die between now and October the 2nd, 1974, what would you do between now and then? You got it? Now, if you knew you were going to die on January the 3rd, 2001 A.D., what would you do between now and then? Got it figured out? Got it? Or is that just too far off? All right. Well, we'll do a little better with this question. If you write this moment, we're facing death, knew you were going to die in the next 2 or 3 minutes, what would you look back on with satisfaction? What have you done that you would be very satisfied that you had done? What would you look back on with satisfaction? Maybe there's some more things. Let's check them over. You're going to die in the next 3 minutes. What would you give as your reason for the fact that you had at least lived? You're going to die in the next 3 minutes. What would you give to satisfy any inquirer the fact that you had not lived in vain? Okay, if you were dead right now and being buried, what would you expect to have said in your favor at your funeral oration? Now let's go over it. Come on, let's go over it. Something can be said in your favor. A lot of DDs present, they could preach them. What would you expect them to say in your favor? Let's go over it. Now, is it true? Now, if there you were, lying in your... We consider that you will probably have a bronze box to avoid the seepage. there you are, lying in the bronze box. What would you expect somebody to carefully refrain from saying in the funeral oration?
Got it? Got it real good? Now, what do you think the people would say standing around that didn't have to say anything at all either way? What do you think they would think or say at your funeral? You know, there they are standing out on the lawn waiting for you to get lowered away. Nobody crying now. The most intimate ones have left. What do the rest of them say about you? They're trying not to be too unflattering. And what do you think they'd say? All right, now as you get lowered away into the grave, as you get lowered away, what would you be absolutely sure, assured you of this fact, that you had not lived or died in vain? What thing in the past would reassure you on that point? There really had been a purpose in your living. Look, you got to have some kind of a fact to reassure you. You got it? It seems to be kind of blank there. What's the matter? There's nothing could be said? No purpose? Well, I tell you what, let's do. Let's put a purpose there. Just put one there. Don't wait for one to turn up. Put one there. Now put another one there. Just say it's there. Now put another one there. Now put another point in your having lived and died. Now put another point there. Put some more there. Got it? Put some more reasons why you've been alive. But don't skip this. You're being lowered away into that grave now. And put some points there into your past life. Just put some there arbitrarily. Can't think of any. Put some there. Something like, well, I popped good popcorn. That was purpose enough to have lived. Anything like that. Put some purposes there. I'll put some more purposes there. I'll put some more purposes into your past. So that makes you not have lived in vain. Now put some more purposes into your past. Now put some purposes into your having died. Some reasons why you're dead. I gave you this mark of being lured away. Now you at least got to put in the reasons why you're being lured away. Put some good reasons there why you're dead. What you died of. Let's put some more reasons there. More. Put some more reasons there. Give me some more reasons why you haven't died in vain. And what you died of. You know what you died of. You're dead, I'm not. What's of our reasons in your death? Now assign some causes as to why you're dead. Just that, some causes of death. Dead of this, dead of that. Come on, some more reasons why you're dead. Just put some there. Oh, just put some more in there. Put some more reasons into why you're dead. Causes for death. Some more causes for death. She laughed herself to death, that's why. Put in some more causes for death. Get some really convincing ones now that convince even you. Some more causes for death. Look, don't tell me you don't know what killed you. Now, come on. What's some more causes for death there? Third rail poisoning, anything. Atomized. Some more causes for death. Okay, now we're on this happy subject. Who killed you? Now let's just start assigning arbitrary names. People, so forth. Who killed you and with what? Some more. After you've got it all decided, why, that's the only person that could have killed you and did kill you. Now get another one. And this person's the one that killed you. Now you know who killed you. Now, well, let's get some more people. Who killed you and with what? Just answer that question arbitrarily. Who killed you and with what? Now, who killed you with what and where did they do it? Put a lot more causes and people in there. Let's get some more of them now. Who killed you and with what? And where'd they do it? Oh, some more people who killed you. Some more people who killed you, and with what they killed you. Some more people who killed you. Okay. Now let's just start mocking up, you know, not in mock-up form, but just start putting purposes into your existence. Right where you are right now, just start putting purposes into your existence, reasons why you're alive. Just arbitrarily, not factually, just arbitrarily put purposes into your existence. Put some more purposes into your existence. Now just put some more purposes into your existence. Some more. Okay, now put a lot of reasons into why you were born in the first place. Just put a lot of them there. Don't wait for one to turn up before you put it there. You just invent one and put it there. Reasons why you were born into this life in the first place. Put some more reasons you were born into this life. some more reasons you were born into this life, and say each time, well, you fulfilled that one. All right, some more reasons you were born into this life. Oh, look, you haven't begun to run out of reasons. You're inventing them, not using them up. You're inventing them. Now, let's get some more reasons why you were born into this life. Let's put some more reasons into it. Some more. Let's put some more reasons into why you were born into this life. I bet you haven't stopped running out of true ones. Bet you're still using factual ones. I want you to invent some. Just put some more reasons into it. And even more reasons into why you came into this life. And this time, make sure that you personally have invented each one. Thank you. You got at least one you know positively was your invention? All right, let's get some more. Come on now, let's invent some more. Let's invent some more reasons why you were born into this life. And now let's get each one as the only reason you were born into this life. Then abandon that and go on to another one. Come on, let's put some more reasons to it. Some more reasons you were born into this life. Let's get more convincing now and have each one the only reason. Some more reasons you were born into this life. Each time now, the only reason you haven't yet begun to invent. Let's roll it. Some more reasons. Now, some very convincing reasons why you were born into this life. That everybody would believe. Some more reasons. Now, let's get one that you're absolutely certain you invented. Such as, I was born into this life to fight the Boer War. Anything, sir, absolutely certain you invented it. Got one you're absolutely certain you invented now? Got one yet? Let's get one you're sure you invented. And then get some more. Look, you haven't begun to give yourself purposes enough yet to get along on. Well, let's give yourself some purposes to get along in life with. Now give me three places where you're not being buried. Three places where you're not at this moment being buried. For sure, no. Now three places where you're not being born. Now, three places where you're not giving birth to a Thetan. Now, just give me three places. Now, remember something that is real. Now remember something that's convincing. Now remember your name. Find the front of the room. Find the floor beneath your feet. End of session.